on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
We achieved an epic ceasefire agreement as a first step toward lasting peace in the Middle East.
President-elect Trump, a short time ago at a pre-inaugural rally in the nation's capital, the first Hamas hostage release sent three Israeli women home, and Israel has begun releasing Palestinian prisoners. Along with jubilant crowds in Gaza and Israel, Palestinian supporters are celebrating in San Francisco.
The rally, some 1,000 strong, included hundreds of Palestinian supporters, many hopeful the ceasefire will last.
Obviously, seeing the videos of people celebrating in Palestine and elsewhere brings a lot of joy, and that has been a demand since the beginning of the movement. So we celebrate the victory that it is in that way.
Shay Espery is with Healthcare Workers for Palestine. She is cautiously optimistic.
I am relieved for now.
Jeffrey Schaub for CBS News, San Francisco.
CBS's Remy Innocenzio reports the released Israeli hostages are being checked out.
Getting out of that Hamas vehicle, it appeared they were able to walk on their own, which will be a relief to many who feared their condition. They will still go through checkups and a long physical and psychological journey to try to now reintegrate back into society.
At his D.C. rally, President-elect Trump promised he'll be busy tomorrow afternoon.
Every radical and foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office.
Trump will also try to save TikTok from being banned here, says his incoming national security advisor, Mike Waltz.
I don't want to get ahead of President Trump on the deal, but he is definitely wanting to have the time right now, which would mean an extension to evaluate the deals that are on the table.
Firefighters in Southern California are bracing for more fire-creating winds as they continue battling the Palisades and Eden fires. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson.
We have the expectation of some critical fire weather conditions. More specifically, we're going to have another round of Santa Ana winds across this fire, anywhere beginning during the day on Monday and continuing through Thursday evening.
A top government leader in Virginia has received a pardon from President Biden.
Don Scott, the first ever African-American Speaker of the House in Virginia, says the clemency issued to him by President Biden is proof comebacks and vindications are possible. He told CBS News he is overcome with emotion by the president's decision. He pleaded guilty in the 1990s to a nonviolent drug crime, got a nearly 10-year prison sentence, and says he is a changed man.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
They'd be too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
A teenager in Southern California is bringing joy to young people coping with devastation from the wildfires, as CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us.
These are bags just filled with beauty supplies, all from Charlie XCX.
Avery Colvert, an eighth grader whose middle school in Pasadena burned down, started a donation drive on Instagram called Altadena Girls to help her classmates who lost homes.
They didn't have anything besides the clothes on their back, especially if you're a young teenager. The clothes you wear, the way you do your hair, your makeup is a part of your identity and is a part of you. They don't have any of that anymore.
14-year-old Avery's efforts have been so successful, a warehouse in the Boyle Heights is chock full of everything from deodorant and pimple patches to new clothing, sports bras, and tampons. Her account now has a link for monetary donations as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The wildfires have destroyed more than 12,000 structures, many of them homes. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
Hi,
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Cold weather advisory in effect tonight into Tuesday. Mostly clear tonight, a low near -4. Wind chills as cold as 20 below. On Martin Luther King Day, mostly sunny and frigid. A high near 5 above. Wind chill values, though, between 15 below and 25 below. Right now, it's 1 above 0.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Thank you. Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm not talking.
just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
Hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
To me, if you probably bed, I see no My father left.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
So rare and true, oh Peggy, midnight lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Jubilation at a hospital center in Tel Aviv. As Israelis celebrate the return of three hostages, women held by Hamas until the first phase of a ceasefire deal went into effect. Ita Pisak heads the Israel's hostage recovery team.
I'm happy to report that they are in stable condition that allows us and them to focus on what is the most important thing for now, is reuniting with their families.
BBC's John Donison reports from Jerusalem that Israel is now releasing Palestinian prisoners.
The families of Palestinian prisoners waited anxiously in the cold for hours to see their loved ones amid an atmosphere of excitement and nervous anticipation. 90 Palestinian prisoners have been released, the vast majority women, as well as a number of children. Over the next 6 weeks, there will be more anxious days like this.
In the nation's capital, a celebration of President-elect Trump's inauguration coming tomorrow, after which he's expected to sign 200.